Blog Talk Radio.
Prepared for that with your
leavened bread, and then your unleavened bread, and then your grape juice, so we can be in observance of that completely. That being said, we want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. On this morning, we have Sister Denise reading for, and then Sister Mary replying to the congregation, and I will be leading the service. And if you will go ahead and start, Sister Denise, let me make sure your mic is up. Sister Mary, your mic is up. And if you'll go ahead and start with the morning, blessed are you, Yah.
Okay. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with your command in the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, and commanded us to kindle the festival light.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has kept us in light and preserved us and enabled us to reach this season. Let us bow our heads in prayer. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We gratefully acknowledge your gift of Messiah to us and his constant tabernacling with us through the divine Ruach to perfect in us a holy temple which you will dwell throughout all eternity. We celebrate this feast in anticipation of that day when you will come and tabernacle among us and illumine us with your Shekinah glory. Pour out your spirit upon us this day and your blessings upon our offspring, and grant us that we may drink from the river of life which flows out from your throne on high. And all the people say, Amen.
Amen.
Blessing the emblem. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us in the blood of Messiah and commanded us to separate the Kalah. We break the bread of life this day and partake of the covenant which you enjoin with us to be fulfilled in the coming kingdom when we will partake in full that which we celebrate this day. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. And all the people say, Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to have the reader I'll go ahead and read this. We drink of the cup of our betrothal, and rejoicing of our union with him in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And so you may take your leavened bread, and you may partake of that now. And this bread represents the bread of life. And the cup of grapefruit juice represents the cup of our betrothal. You may drink now. And let us give the Most High a hand cup of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the bread of life and the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. We'll now do our congressional prayers.
Praise Yah, to whom all praises is due.
Blessed be to Yah, to whom all praises is due forever and ever.
We will sanctify your great and holy name in the in this world, just as it is sanctified in the highest heaven, as it is written by your prophet. And they called out to one another and said, and say,
holy, holy, holy is Yahweh host. The whole earth is full of his glory.
They're facing them, praise Elohim, saying,
blessed be the presence of Yah from his place.
And in your holy word is it written,
Yah reigns forever. And Elohim, O Zion, throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
Throughout all generations, we will declare your greatness. And in all eternity, we will proclaim your holiness. Your praise, O Elohim, shall never depart from our mouth. For you are a great and holy Elohim and King. Blessed are you, Yah, O Yah, the Holy One. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy being praised you daily. Shalom. Blessed are you, Yah.
Hallelujah. Our scripture reading for this morning is Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 through 7. In verses 13 through 14, the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 6 through 9, and 16 through 21. Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 through 7. At the same time, saith Yah, will I be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith Yah, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause them to rest. And Yah has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. And the planter shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto Yah our Elohim. For thus saith Yah, sing with gladness for Jacob, shout among the chief of the nations, publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yah, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 13 and 14. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both the young men and the old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yah. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 6 through 9. And it shall come to pass in that day that in the light shall not, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to Yah, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And Yah shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Yah, and his name one. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 through 19. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, Yah of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the king, Yah of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith Yah will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto Yah, and the pot shards and the pots in Yah's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judea shall be holiness unto Yah of hosts, and all they that sacrifice take of them, and seed therein, and in that day there shall be no more a Canaanite in the house of Yah of hosts. Be the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
The message for today. Israel dwelt in temporary shelters of the Sukkah during their wilderness journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. The Feast of Sukkot is a prophetic rehearsal of the millennial era when the Israel of Elohim will be in transition from kingdom of this world into the promised age of the new heavens and the new earth. During the original journey, a canopy of protection was spread over them to shelter them from the heat by the day and the cold by night. The cloud of his presence, his glory, acted as a covering over them, a tabernacle which was spread over them. The tabernacle of Elohim will be a shelter from the storm and the heat to protect the people in the wilderness journey into their spiritual inheritance. The cloud of his glory will overshadow and envelop them in their spiritual journey into the new era. In that day, the branch of Yah, Yahushua, shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped, in essence, overcome. For upon all the glory shall be a defense, literally a chuppah, a wedding canopy of protection over his betrothed. Dwelling in the Sukkah is symbolic of wedding festivities of the millennial kingdom period, where the bride and the bridegroom dwell in the chuppah together before she is presented as the bride to the other guests. Hashanah prayers.
Oh, do you send us your deliverance for your sake? Oh, our Elohim, deliver us for your sake. Oh, our Creator, deliver us for your sake. Oh, our Redeemer, deliver us for your sake. Oh, our God, deliver us.
And we will have the sounding of the shofar. Glorified and sanctified be the name of Yah throughout the world, which he has created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom in your lifetime and during your days and within the life of your entire house of Israel, speedily and soon. And let the congregation say, Amen.
Amen.
May his great name be blessed forever and to all eternity, blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored. Adored and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he beyond all blessings and hymns and praises and consolations that are ever spoken in the world. And let the congregation say, Amen.
Amen.
May there be abundant peace from heaven and life for us and for all Israel. And let the congregation say, Amen.
Amen.
He who creates peace in his celestial heights, may he create peace for us and for all Israel, and let the congregation say, Amen.
Amen.
And we'll have our morning song. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Master of the world, King supreme, before all creation came to be, when by your will all things were wrought, your name, O Yah, was first made known, and when this age shall cease to be, you still shall reign in majesty.
He was, he is, and will be all glorious, eternal, incomparable. Yah, one. No other can share his nature without beginning, without an end. Unto him be all glorious, power, and majestic, shalom. Majesty, shalom.
Rock of our lives, shield of our salvation, our strong hope and refuge, deliverer and savior, into whose hand our lives are committed for your keeping. For your mercy is everlasting, and your compassions do not fail. That'll be you, Sister Denise.
I'm lost my place. Okay, here you go. Prepare our hearts, oh Yah, for our deliverance from this present world and the return of your Son, our Messiah, and our gathering together unto him in the establishment of your eternal kingdom.
He who makes peace in the celestial heights, may he make peace among us and upon all Israel. May our eyes behold your return to Zion and the restoration of your presence to Jerusalem, the city of your holiness. And let the congregation say, amen.
Amen.
Our closing prayer on this day, let us, before we close out, remember that we will meet this evening. It will be day seven. Today is what, Friday? It will also be the Sabbath service. I will look and see what I will do on this evening. I don't know yet if we'll have a full service or not. But we will meet on this evening, and it'll be day seven. And then tomorrow will be day eight. In the morning, we'll have a, tomorrow, Saturday morning, we'll have a day eight service. And that evening, we'll have a day eight service. Our closing prayer. Now unto him who is able to, well, you know what, before we do that, and I didn't do it this morning, we need to blow the shofar.
Thank you.
is good, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only Elohim, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let the congregation say, amen.
Amen.
Right. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harms, seen and unseen, until this evening. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. Happy Tabernacles, day 6. Thanks.
Amen.
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 Happy Feast of Tabernacles. All right.
Hello.
Amen.